USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair, sentenced to almost 4 years in prison. The judge noting the charges have nothing to do with the Russia investigation and instead relate to bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. Manafort in a wheelchair in the courtroom and reportedly in declining health. Manafort turning 70 next month. An anti-hate vote on Capitol Hill, the House passing a resolution 407-23. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi forced to defend a controversial freshman member of Congress, Democrat Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who now says being opposed to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the occupation, as she calls it, is not the same as being anti-Semitic, she says. President Trump scheduled to travel to Lee County, Alabama, to visit people who lost loved ones in the devastating tornado and to tour the incredible damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
To Washington now, where the Justice Department conducts the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because and it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
Taking a look now at your money, a losing session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 200 points to close at 25,473. The NASDAQ down 84 points, and the S&P 500 off 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Utah public school apologizing for an Ash Wednesday incident. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
An elementary school teacher in Bountiful is being criticized for telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off of his forehead on Ash Wednesday morning. William McLeod said his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school, and the teacher told him the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized. The Davis School District says the teacher's action was inappropriate, and now the district has begun an investigation into the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill now, where an extremely vocal anti-Trump House Democrat is reportedly planning on introducing an impeachment resolution against President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports the move may be news to House leadership. Here's his report.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says by the end of the month, she will file a resolution to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins tells Fox News this is not how the Democratic leadership is talking.
All of their leadership is saying, we don't have information enough for the impeachment process. We don't know of anything, but yet you have members undoubtedly who have this vast amount of knowledge on things that even their leadership don't have. It's not going to play well. The American people see what's going on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.